Hello, and welcome to Python 411, the podcast series about Python and learning Python. This series of podcasts is, well, it's really for anyone interested in Python, but it's particularly targeted at newcomers to Python or even newcomers to programming and scripting in general. Basically, I think that Python is the easiest language to learn of any programming language I have ever seen, and yet it is very powerful. I myself am not an expert programmer. I'm a hobbyist, but I love Python because I was able to learn it in a short, enjoyable length of time, and I'm able to do useful things with it. So the learning curve is easy in the beginning, and yet there's more that you can learn. I don't think that anyone could ever learn every single thing there is to know about Python. Not even Guido von Rossum can possibly remember everything, or even Alex Martelli, the Martelli bot. But certainly, those kind of people, and Alex Martelli and many people of that ilk, are able to use Python as a power tool, and I'm sure that they are more productive than people using Java or C++ or any other language. But aiming this at newcomers, I'm going to focus on the fact that Python can be learned in a short period of time. Why can Python be learned in a short period of time? Because, well, we call it executable pseudocode. What that means is that if you try to write an algorithm down, you'll be pretty close to the way it would be expressed in Python without even knowing Python. For instance, if you want to simply print hello world, well, using many languages like Java, which I spent quite a bit of time with before I found Python, you would declare a class and you would have several lines of code in order to simply have your program print hello world. With Python, the entire program would be print, and then in quotation marks, hello world. So print hello world will print hello world. It's that simple. Executable pseudocode. Another reason Python is easy to learn is because of the great community. On the news group, there are so many helpful people who are not only knowledgeable but eager to help. The other thing is that there are so many learning resources on the web. I myself, on my website, www.awaretech.com, that's AwareTech with a K, I have categorized now well over 200 online free tutorials, categorized in many, many classes for starting with, 13 different tutorials for absolute beginners, and another 15 or so for general and advanced, but then also tutorials on any specific topic that you would want to learn after you learn the basic language. The definitive tutorial is by Guido von Rossum himself. Guido von Rossum is the creator of Python, the benevolent dictator for life. And his tutorial, which can be found from my website's tutorial page or directly from the python.org main page, his tutorial is definitive. It covers the language. I think that most people who have any experience in programming in any other language at all could do that tutorial in one afternoon and pretty much know 80 to 90% they would know the basic core language. Now, they would still want to learn about the library modules because Python comes batteries included, meaning that you get the core language and then you get the most useful library modules. My experience is that after doing a few of those tutorials, I was able to hold the core language in my head. I had never been able to do that with any other programming language, but I pretty much now know the core language. So I may not know the best way to execute it or to apply it. I may not know the library modules as well as I would like, but I know the core language, and I'm in good company. I think that no less a programming authority than Bruce Eccles, author of Thinking in C++ and Thinking in Java, and now working on Thinking in Python, has made the statement on his website that he, too, found Python to be the first language that he could hold the core syntax in his head all at once. Think about it. This is a leading expert educator and book writer on C++ and Java, and yet he admits he was never able to hold those languages in his head. Instead, he says that when he programmed in Java, he was constantly having to look up the syntax to figure out how to express a certain idea in Java. He doesn't have to do that in Python, and he believes that Python makes him more efficient. Another reason that Python is relatively easy to learn is because of its interactive interpreter. With Python, when you go to www.python.org and download the latest version of Python for your platform. And by the way, it's very cross-platform, runs on anything. But when you download it, you will then by typing Python, you will open the interactive interpreter. So then you can type lines of code and then hit enter and have them executed in front of your eyes and see what the results are. It will, if you make a mistake, it will give you a helpful clue so that you can fix the syntax. But if you type print quotation marks hello world and hit enter, you'll see it on the output say hello world. And you can do the same with arithmetic and other any kind of programming that you might want to try. So the interactive interpreter makes Python a lot easier to learn than a language that is compiled, where you have to actually compile it before you can run. If you look at the tutorials on my tutorial page on awaretech.com, you'll see, as I said, the beginners, the general, and the advanced programs. You'll see database tutorials. You'll see tutorials on very advanced subjects also. But when it comes to, say, GUI programming, there are four different GUI toolkits which have more than one tutorial listed on that page. There actually are more than 10 different kinds of ways to do GUIs with Python. There are 15 tutorials on HTML and XML, 6 on IDEs and editors. And the Internet, of course. Python is very good for interactive Internet programs like using CGI, or it has very powerful web programming frameworks. Anything that you would want. There's also Jython, which will run Python programs on the Java virtual machine. By the way, there are 10 tutorials listed for Mac, using Python on the Mac, and also 11 for using Python on Microsoft Windows. Regular expressions, threads, Unicode, and then several tutorials on using Python with individual applications, how to script individual applications like OpenOffice. There's also a wonderful link to the Python Grimoire, which is, I'm sure I'm mispronouncing, it's a French word, I believe, but the Python Grimoire is a collection of how to do things the best way in Python. Almost anything you can think of that you want to do, it will tell you how to do it. Another great learning resource that Python has available are books. There are many, many good quality books written about Python and learning Python, both beginners and advanced. I have a book review page on my website where I review well over 20 books that I've read, and I put them into categories from 5 stars to 1 star. Looking at the 5-star section, it looks like I've listed Dive into Python by Mark Pilgrim, Learning Python, Second Edition by Mark Lutz and David Asher, Text Processing in Python by David Mertz, 2 by the incomparable Alex Martelli, the Python Cookbook, which was recently updated, and Python in a Nutshell, and then also Core Python by Wesley J. Chun, and the exhaustively definitive, advanced, relatively advanced Programming Python by Mark Lutz, which comes in at a whopping 1,255 pages. So I think that this series of podcasts, each podcast I will go into a specific topic about Python and try to enlighten it just a little bit, point you to the best links on the web, and just in general give you encouragement towards learning Python. Obviously, I'm open to questions, which can be submitted by email, and you'll find my email on my website, www.awaretech.com. This is the first in the series of Python 411, the informational Python podcast series. So, Python is the easiest language to learn. One can start with the definitive Guido von Rossum tutorial or with any of 13 more basic tutorials for beginners, and then advance to other tutorials. I've found that doing more than one tutorial on the same subject, such as more than one general introductory tutorial, helps me to learn by repetition, which is the way I learn, and by looking at things from a different point of view. So that's it for the first episode of Python 411. Stay tuned for a weekly podcast exploring specific topics about learning Python, the best and easiest to learn programming language in the world. And please visit our website at www.awaretech.com.